Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about cat vaccinations. Cats need vaccinations at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, and 14 weeks, just like the dogs do. And adults should be revaccinated yearly. We use several different vaccines in cats. The first one is distemper. The correct name for distemper is panleukopenia. Those of you that had Latin know that pan and leuko and penia all come together to mean no white blood cells in the blood. So whatever disease they run into is the disease they die of from panleukopenia or distemper. I want you to be aware that distemper in dogs, distemper in cats, and distemper in horses are three completely different diseases. They're not transferable back and forth and have nothing to do with each other except the name is the same. The next thing we vaccinate for is the upper respiratory group. That includes rhinotracheitis virus. Rhinotracheitis virus is actually a herpes virus, and those of you who are humans and have herpes virus, you know that once you have a herpes virus, you have it for life. Shows up under stress. In cats, we see it a lot of times in their eyes, sometimes in their mouth, and sometimes in their nose. Second part of the upper respiratory group is calici virus. Calici virus causes ulcers on the tongue. And since cats groom themselves with their tongue, drink with their tongue, and eat with their tongue, a lot of times when you have calici virus, they don't want to eat, they don't want to drink, and they certainly don't groom themselves. Third part of the upper respiratory group is chlamydia. Chlamydia is a bacteria, causes all kinds of problems, but mostly it makes the viruses worse. So we vaccinate for that one as well. The next virus that we deal with is leukemia. And leukemia in cats is a virus. Is it a virus in humans? Is it a virus in cattle? Well, it is in cattle. We don't know about humans, but something to think about. By the way, cats die of leukemia. That's one of the reasons we vaccinate for it. The other reason we vaccinate here in Atlantic for it is that Atlantic's feral cat population has a lot of leukemia in it. So if you get a cat from the shelter, it's possible that it has been exposed to leukemia and should be vaccinated right away. Now, I told you we vaccinate at 6, 10, and 14 weeks. However, with leukemia virus, we don't vaccinate until they're 9 weeks of age, so we miss it on that first vaccination. The other thing that we vaccinate cats for a lot is rabies. However, in rabies in cats, there is no law that requires them to be vaccinated for rabies in the state of Iowa. Apparently, they had a better lobby in the legislature. The dogs have a law, the cats don't have a law. But which cats should get rabies? First off, any cat that goes outside should probably have rabies because we never know what they're going to run into. The other group of cats that I think should have rabies are the cats who live in households with small children. And the reason for that is small children in a household have small children that come over and visit. And the small children that come over and visit a lot of times don't know how to handle cats. They grab them by the tail, they turn around, they get scratched or bitten, and all at once mom wants to know, oh, is it a rabies vaccination? You say yes, and everybody's happy. You say no, and mothers say, oh my God, my child is going to die. Not true, but it just is a nice $20 liability policy as far as I'm concerned. Another vaccine that's available out there is one for feline infectious peritonitis. We don't use it in our office, and there's two reasons. First off, we've only had two or three cases of feline infectious peritonitis in Atlantic, so it's not very common here. But more importantly than that, this is a bad vaccine. It's been incriminated in causing the disease or making it worse. We certainly do not like to use anything that is going to make a disease worse or even cause it. If you have an older kitten when you get it, in other words, oh, it's 8 weeks old, 10 weeks old, whatever, you need to call our office, get an appointment, come on in, and we'll figure out how old your cat is as best we can, and then set up a program that's just for you. A lot of people don't get their kittens when they're 6 weeks old. They get them from somebody who had them for a little while and is giving them away, and I don't really know how old it is, but bring them in, and we'll try to figure that out the best we can. Although this is about vaccinations, I wanted to bring up one more subject, and that's deworming. All kittens need to be dewormed. One of the nice things that's going on in our business now is we have a product called Profender. And Profender is a deworming device that you put on the skin, like you do Frontline. For fleas, you can actually do it on the skin for worms now. And it's a delightful product. You don't have to poke pills down cats, because most of you who have cats know that that's usually not a good plan. If you have any questions, call the Atlantic Animal Health Center. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, and I'll see you next week.